This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like Coach Martz because I think he sometimes is the voice of the underdog, and we saw that with the quarterbacks that he picked. And I also like his perspective.
Or made work, you know? I mean, Kurt Warner was such a story of good fortune, mm-hmm. you know, with Trent Green getting hurt, and then Kurt, who was stocking shelves, hey, you're going to be starting now. Boom, Hall of Fame.
I like his perception of what's going on with the Browns because I think it's untainted. Like, I kept asking him questions about all the outside influences that Kevin
Stefanski. He doesn't have a horse in the race, does he?
That's right. He doesn't have one in the race. And so for him to say, I'm going to come into this thing in the beginning. I'm going to tell the guys who's number one, number two, number three. We're probably not going to get past number two. But to me, his perspective on it is without the political garbage that goes on around the outside. And we look, that happens in every job and every business, that there's always probably going to be some kind of political influence to whoever obtains a position. And I got to believe quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is 100% going to be there at some point, somewhere along the line. Kevin Stefanski is going to have someone come up to him who may influence him in a way that he's not 100% comfortable with. Now, he will say that he and the front office are of like mind, and I'm not questioning that, but if you're Kevin, like, how do you truly go into this with an open mind? I don't think you can. I think you have to say 1, 2, 3, 4 in your mind. You know exactly who the quarterback is going to be to start the season, and then you got to stick to your guns until whoever said quarterback in your mind does something to go, you know what? I'm not right, and maybe we should switch and do this or go into that direction. I think it's going to be he makes things more difficult for himself the longer the competition stays open. Agree? If it's even open at all right now, let's be honest. That quarterback competition in Berea could be over right now, and we're just sitting here kind of talking about it like, you know, Sanders could do this to win the job. And, you know, why wouldn't they want Gabriel? Why wouldn't they? Look, if they think they're not going to win this year, why wouldn't you put Gabriel out there? You draft him in the third round. He's your highest. Or, you know, and like I said, Pickett was the first quarterback they wanted off the board when these four came in. And does that mean anything? And then Coach came back and said, yeah, that does mean something.
I've thought Pickett all along. We'll see. But I would think, Andy, that what you said is right, and what Mike said, you know, Mike would know. You know they have an idea in their head. Now, what I thought was interesting is I asked Coach Martz, do you tell the guys that, or is it just in your head? And he said, no, I'm telling them, and I want to see how they react to it. You know, that's not a surprising answer from the coach, is it? Hey, put him on the spot. Tell him he's the guy, and these three guys are trying to take your job, whoever that guy is. But there's absolutely no way right now that Andrew Berry, you know, Paul DePodesta, Kevin Stefanski, the coaching staff, there's no way that they're thinking, gosh, I wonder who our best quarterback is going to be and who we think is going to start. I can't wait to see how they compete. You know they have somebody in mind.
You have to.
They have to.
You can't game plan if you don't have someone.
Also doesn't mean that that guy can't get beat out.
Agree. It's not even who's 1, 2, 3, who's 4. It's the threshold that you're putting out for said player to be knocked off the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it is. I'm always kind of haunted by a story I had with a friend once who was, you know, in the know on some stuff, and I'm not going to give you the team and I'm not going to give you the owner, but it was an owner that had said to
Ding!
A head coach and a general manager, why am I paying this guy not to play? Why? And I think that's the ultimate pressure.
The answer is because we messed up. That's probably
who's the
why.
We? Who's the we? Well, is it the owner? Is it the general manager? Is it the head coach that's, you know, it's either got to be the owner or the general manager. Let's be honest, right? Because unless the head coach stands on the table and the head coach has so much clout that they're saying, I'm leaving if we don't take this guy. All right. Or we don't get this guy. I'm out of here. You'll never see me again. Well, all right. It's the external pressure, I think, that makes that job so difficult that it probably keeps you up at night, right? I mean, there's no way any coach wants to get into a situation where they're handed somebody they really don't want and the pressure is through the roof because the guy's getting paid so much and that ownership, and I'm not saying that's the case here, and it doesn't feel that way with any of these 4 quarterbacks, that the pressure is so intense that you can't hang on to the gig because you're trying to fulfill, you know, what the owner wants. That's a bad combination. You got to let the football people do their football things. That's why they're there. That's why you hired them in the first place. I'm sure there are plenty of guys that took a gig knowing that they were going to be a puppet in some situations because there are so few jobs in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And again, I feel for Kevin in this one, but it's his job. He's got to figure out how to make it work no matter who the quarterback is that they give him. How about the NIL answer at the end about college players getting paid? When we were talking to Mike Barnes. No, it didn't. But I kind of wanted to give him the platform to do it, to talk about what else. What else did you get from Mike Martz? I thought he had some other interesting things to say.
I think he laid a good groundwork, good framework for us as to what the Browns are going to be doing at quarterback. He thought 2 veterans. He likes Pickett a lot, which I think is really interesting.
He said, "What did he say? I'd like to coach a guy like Pickett."
Yeah, and he said, "I liked him coming out. He likes him."
But he also understands this might be his last chance.
Well, and he said he likes guys like that.
Yeah. Well, he's made them winners before.
Yeah. He didn't mention the draft choices
because I think he's old school. And I don't think he's jumping either one of these guys into a starting position. And
with two veterans in front of you, I'd be surprised if they do. Doesn't mean they won't be starting, you know, by week 4, 5, 10 next year. But you know, Mike will give you information. I thought his stuff about Pickett was fascinating. I think you'll be hearing that a little bit later on in the show when I'm telling you why I'm smarter.
Oh, well, look at that. You've already given us a preview. Speaking of previews, let's continue on with our preview of the AFC North. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. We're going to talk Ravens with him, and we will do that next, right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.